Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The livestock industry lost one of its giants and the leading authority on federal lands grazing last week. Stockmen's Association member Keith Winter of Cartwright, North Dakota, passed away Thursday and will be laid to rest today. Keith was born in Sidney, Montana in 1939. After graduating from Montana State University with a degree in electrical engineering, he worked for a time in Alaska and then Seattle for Boeing. Following the death of his uncle, Keith and his family made the move to North Dakota to continue to operate the family ranch, now known as the Winter Ranch. His hands-on approach at home was working with friends and neighbors to improve their own operations, while his greater role was advocating for public land grazing rights, which became a central mission for him. And lucky for all those in the cattle industry. His leadership and advocacy set him apart, and he became known as the leading expert on the topic, relied upon by his peers, as well as many government officials, to advise them on all things grazing. He served as the McKenzie County Grazing Association president for 36 years and became a great spokesman for ranchers in the national grasslands. Keith was president of the Association of National Grasslands and the Public Lands Council, and in 2023, received the Stockmen's Association's highest honor, the Top Hand Award. Our deepest sympathy goes out to Pat and his family. Keith made a remarkable impact that will never be forgotten. Now, in other news, it's day two of the 96th annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention and Trade Show. We just wrapped up the policy committee meetings and will soon launch into the Cattlemen's Education Series workshop, Building an Operation You'll Love to Operate, with Ranching for Profit leader Jordan Pratt. Tomorrow, the speaker showcase will be a highlight with CattleFax's Kevin Good, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Joe Sheely, and Beef Advocate of the Year, Tucker Brown, taking the morning stage. We'll wrap up the afternoon with the closing business, where resolutions will be discussed, debated, and voted on, and new leaders will be selected for the organization. When that work is done, we'll pay tribute to long-serving employees as well as some outstanding members, including Bowman, North Dakota Angus producer and past Stockmen's president, Steve Brooks, who was this year's recipient of the Top Hand Award. There's still time to register on-site at the convention headquarters, the Clarion Hotel and Convention Center in Minot. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, check out our website, ndstockmen.org, or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.